आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस: मोहन चरण मांझी टू बी स्वॉर्न इन एज द फर्स्ट बीजेपी चीफ मिनिस्टर ऑफ ओडिशा विद टू डिप्यूटी चीफ मिनिस्टर्स इन भुवनेश्वर टुडे। एन चंद्रबाबू नायडू टू टेक ओथ ऑफ आंध्र प्रदेश चीफ मिनिस्टर फॉर द फोर्थ टाइम। लेफ्टिनेंट जनरल उपेंद्र द्विवेदी टू बी द नेक्स्ट चीफ ऑफ आर्मी स्टाफ। मेट्रोलॉजिकल डिपार्टमेंट इश्यूज ऑरेंज अलर्ट फॉर हीट वेव इन नॉर्दर्न पार्ट्स ऑफ कंट्री एंड सम पार्ट्स ऑफ ईस्ट इंडिया। Russia and Belarus begin second phase of tactical nuclear weapon exercises. And in Australian Open badminton, HS Pranoy, Anupama Upadhyay and Akarshi Kashyap enter second rounds in their respective singles categories. The newly elected Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, will take oath in Bhubaneswar this evening. Mr. Majhi will take oath along with two Deputy Chief Ministers, Kanak Vardhan Singh Deo and Prabhati Parida. This is the first time the BJP is going to form a government in the state on its own, ending the 24-year rule of Biju Janata Dal led by Naveen Patnaik. The 52-year-old Majhi was unanimously elected the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in presence of central BJP observers, Union Ministers Rajnath Singh and Bhupendra Yadav. More from our Bhubaneswar correspondent.
Odisha is going to write history with the swearing-in of firebrand tribal leader Mohan Charan Majhi this evening as the first BJP chief minister of the state. Odisha Governor Raghuvar Das invited Mr. Majhi to form the next government after he staked claim for the same with the support letter of 78 party MLAs and 3 independent legislators. Few other BJP legislators may also take oath today as ministers. The chief minister-elect Majhi is scheduled to visit the Lord Jagannath temple at Puri before taking the oath to seek the blessings of the Lords. Elaborate security arrangements have been made at the Janta Maidan of Bhubaneswar, where the swearing-in ceremony will take place at 4:55 this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, several Union Ministers including Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJD Supremo and outgoing Chief Minister Naveen Patnaik, and a galaxy of leaders and industrialists will be attending the swearing-in ceremony. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
After being elected as the Chief Minister, Mr. Majhi said his government will do its best to meet the expectations of the people of the state for which they voted BJP to power for the first time.
ट्राइबल क्षेत्र से आया हूं, ट्राइबल लोगों का तक काम जरूर करूंगा। उनके साथ साथ जो दारिद्र्य सीमा रेखा के नीचे बीपीएल फैमिली जो लोग हैं और उनका इलाका में सारी काम पड़े हुए हैं। पार्टी का विचारधारा को लेते हुए और संकल्प पत्र में जो भी गरीब लोगों के लिए काम दिए हैं, जैसे सुभद्रा योजना और जैसे किसानों के लिए जो एमएसपी बढ़ाने के लिए, उनके साथ साथ ओल्ड एज पेंशन हो, आदिवासी का विकास हो, कि उड़ीसा में कैसे 5 सालों में आगामी 50 साल के लिए काम अच्छा ढंग से होगा।
Telugu Desam Party Chief and Chief Minister Designate Nara Chandrababu Naidu will take oath as Chief Minister of Andhra Pradesh this morning. Several dignitaries, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah, will take part in the swearing-in ceremony. Our correspondent has more details on this.
Nara Chandrababu Naidu will take oath at 11:27 a.m. Along with him, 24 newly elected members, including 3 from the Janasena Party and 1 from the BJP, will be sworn in the Council of Ministers. Keeping in view the security requirements with the high-profile attendance of leaders, the Kesarapalli IT Park was chosen as the venue for swearing-in. Diplomats from Japan, Singapore and South Korea are expected to attend this event. Movie stars Chiranjeevi and Rajinikanth will also attend the event as state guests. This will be the fourth time he will be taking oath as Chief Minister. Mr. Naidu had earlier held the office of Chief Minister of United Andhra Pradesh from 1995 to 2004 and post-bifurcation from 2014 to 2019. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
The BJP Parliamentary Board has appointed MP Ravi Shankar Prasad and Party National General Secretary Tarun Chugh as central observers for the election of the leader of the BJP Legislature Party in Arunachal Pradesh. They are likely to arrive in Itanagar this afternoon and hold meetings with BJP legislators for coming to a consensus for the name of the new chief minister. The swearing-in ceremony of the new chief minister and his council of ministers is likely to be held on Thursday. The BJP has secured a landslide victory in the just-concluded assembly polls, bagging 46 in the 60-member house. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi has been appointed as the next chief of army staff. He will take charge on the 30th of this month. The present chief of the army staff, General Manoj C. Pandey, will demit office on the 30th of June. Here's more in this report.
Born on 1st July 1964, Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi was commissioned into the infantry of the Indian Army in December 1984. During his long and distinguished service, spanning nearly 40 years, he has served in different capacities. In the rank of Lieutenant General, the officer has tenanted important appointments, including Director General Infantry and General Officer Commanding in Chief, before getting appointed as the Vice Chief of the Army Staff. The alumnus of the Sainik School, Rewa, National Defense College and U.S. Army War College, Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi has an M.Phil in Defense and Management Studies and two Master's degrees in Strategic Studies and Military Science. He has been decorated with the Param Vishisht and Ati Vishisht Seva Medals and three GOC in C Commendation Cards. Tripti Shivasal, News Desk.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. In Jammu and Kashmir, a terrorist has been killed by security forces in a gunfight which broke out in Saida Sohal area of Hiranagar sector in Kathua last evening. The security forces have launched a massive search operation in the forest area of Saida Sohal village after the encounter. In Jammu and Kashmir, the Riyasi police has announced the reward of 20 lakh rupees for any information about the whereabouts of terrorists involved in the recent attack on the Yatri bus in the area of Pauni of Riyasi district. The sketch of militant has been prepared on the disclosure and description of eyewitnesses. The Riyasi police has appealed to the general public to provide any reliable information on these telephone numbers 920-557-1332, 9419-113-159 and 9419-133-499. And in some international news, Russian and Belarusian armed forces have begun the second phase of tactical nuclear weapon exercises. The Russian Defense Ministry said the exercises are aimed at maintaining the readiness of personnel and equipment of units for the combat use of non-strategic nuclear weapons of two countries to unconditionally ensure the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the Union State. According to an agency report, in the first stage of drills, Russian forces conducted combat training tasks involving the Iskander operational tactical missile system, specifically equipping launch vehicles with ammunition. Russian aerospace forces conducted exercises involving the Kinjal hypersonic aeroballistic missiles. In the northern West Bank, six Palestinians were killed by the Israeli army in the village of Kafr Dan, northwest of Jenin, yesterday. The Palestinian Health Ministry said this in a statement. The Israeli army, on the other hand, stated that it killed four militants in a gun battle and injured other fighters in the village. The army's statement also mentioned that four guns were found during the raid. Earlier, BRICS foreign ministers, in a joint statement issued after their meeting in Russia, expressed grave concern at the deterioration of the situation in the occupied Palestinian territory. In weather update, India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued orange alert warning for the heat wave to severe heat wave conditions over the northern belt of India, including Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Division, Uttarakhand, Madhya Pradesh, Haryana and Delhi for the next 4 days. Severe heat wave conditions are also likely in some parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Uttar Pradesh for the next 3 to 4 days. On monsoon, the IMD said conditions are favourable for further advance of southwest monsoon into some more parts of Telangana and Chhattisgarh during the next 1 day. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm and lightning is likely over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 7 days. Similar conditions will most likely prevail over Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha during the next 5 days and increase thereafter. The weather agency informed that light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds will prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh and most parts of South India during the next 5 days. In sports news, in badminton, H.S. Pranoy, Anupama Upadhyaya and Akarshi Kashyap have advanced to the round of 16 of the Australian Open in Sydney. In women's singles, Anupama defeated Wong Ling Ching of Malaysia in straight sets 21-14, 23-21, while Akarshi beat Ukraine's Polina Buhurova 21-14, 21-11. In the men's singles, Indian ace shuttler H.S. Pranoy eased past Igor Kolko de Oliveira of Brazil in straight sets 21-10, 23-21 in the opening round. In other round of 32 matches, Samir Verma will play Ricky Tang of Australia and Ravi will face Ling Chu Yi of Chinese Taipei. In other women singles matches, Samia Imad Faruqi will face Pai Yu Po of Chinese Taipei, while Keyura Mopati and Malvika Basod will complete in an all-Indian contest. There are three Indian pairs contesting in the mixed doubles category. 8 seeds B. Sumit Reddy and Sikki Reddy, Tarun Kona and Sri Krishna Priya Kudaravalli, and Ayush Raj Gupta and Shruti Swain. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup Cricket, India will take on USA at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York this evening. Both the teams are entering the match undefeated. The men in blue secured wins against Pakistan and Ireland, while the USA triumphed over Canada and Pakistan in their previous encounters. India sits comfortably atop the points table, boasting a superior net run rate, while the USA stands second. In another match, Australia thumped Namibia by 9 wickets at the Sir Vivian Richards Stadium in Antigua. Australia chased down the target of 73 set by Namibia in just 5.4 overs. While the match between Sri Lanka and Nepal at the Central Broward Regional Park Stadium in Florida was abandoned due to rain without a ball being bowled. Yesterday, Pakistan defeated Canada by 7 wickets at the Nassau County Stadium in New York. US Pakistan successfully chased down the target of 107 runs while losing 3 wickets in 17.3 overs. Put into bat first, Canada secured 106 runs for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has announced the third edition of the Antarrashtriya Yoga Divas Media Samman AYDMS. This year, 33 awards will be given under three categories, print, television and radio, in 22 Indian languages and English. The ministry said the awards are open to all media houses and companies having registration or permission of the ministry. The last date for entries is the 8th of July. The award was instituted in 2019 to acknowledge the positive role and responsibility of media in dissemination, the message of yoga in India and abroad. Sarod Maestro of international repute, Rajiv Taranath, passed away in Mysuru in Karnataka yesterday after a prolonged illness. He was 91. His mortal remains will be kept for the public to pay their last respects till 12 noon today in Mysuru. A disciple of Ali Akbar Khan, the reputed Sarod player Taranath had enthralled the audiences across different continents. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Pramod. Mostly all papers headline Mohan Manjhi all set to become the 15th Chief Minister of Odisha. K.V. Singh Deo and Pravati Parada will be the Deputy CMs. BJP names tribal leader as party's first Odisha CM. Headlines The Hindustan Times. The Indian Express headlines BJP opens Odisha innings with surprise CM choice, two deputies. All papers have on their front page the taking over of Upendra Dwivedi as the next army chief on 30th of June. The Times of India states Lieutenant General Dwivedi named next army chief as per seniority. Most papers also report on the power outage in most parts of Delhi for around 2 hours on Tuesday afternoon after a fire at a substation in UP. The Asian Age says afternoon power outage during severe heat makes Delhi swelter. And finally, a small gesture can change someone's world, and this happened with young Gurpreet. On Tuesday, when the Indian goalie wore the captain's armband, he remembered a small note written in his school diary which read, "Football selection trials in 2 days. Allow him to appear." And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Mohan Charan Manjhi to be sworn in as the first BJP Chief Minister of Odisha with two Deputy Chief Ministers in Bhubaneswar today. And Chandrababu Naidu to take oath of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister for the fourth time. Lieutenant General Upendra Dwivedi to be the next Chief of Army Staff. Meteorological Department issues orange alert for heat wave in northern parts of country and some parts of East India. Russia and Belarus begin second phase of tactical nuclear weapon exercises. And in Australian Open Badminton, H.S. Pranoy, Anupama Upadhyaya and Akarshi Kashyap enter second rounds in their respective singles categories. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.